the Chasedown on Leverage the Chat. I'm Justin Rowan with my co-host Carter Rodriguez. We got a throwback pod today. We got one of our old friends, one of part of the original squad, Ryan Morton from Fear the Sword. You may know him from the Fear the Sword Twitter account, as well as a lot of Gabrielle Union themed tweets from his own account. How are you doing today, Ryan?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. It's good to have Fear the Frat Bros back together, despite being in a fraternity. But I just know that this trio could be counted on more than any other to make our good friend Chris Manning uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. I at least now we're not like primarily hosted on Fear the Sword, so we don't have to worry about getting fired.
Much as we were not worried about that before.
Yeah. I'm always worried about getting fired from my volunteer position, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're our summer league correspondent.
How could we ever lose you?
Hey, bro, what are you going to do without 2.5 stories about Kay Felder?
I don't know what we do. The Cavs suck, huh?
Bro. Yeah, no.
We got no food. We got no jobs. Our heads, our pets' heads are falling off.
I'm mad at you for fucking up that reference.
Oh, I know.
I think we've actually titled an episode with "Our Pets' Heads Are Falling Off." So, if you were coming here looking for original content, you fucked up.
Well, maybe there's new listeners. You never know.
That's fair. Do we care, Ryan? Ryan, do you care?
I'm close to caring.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
It varies, whoa, right? So here's.
I thought you were on the team, don't worry about February losses. Are October losses hurting you more?
October losses aren't hurting me. But the thing has always been with the Cavs is they were chock full of players that I like and trusted to bounce back, you know? And now they have Derrick Rose and Jeff.
You love.
And Dwayne Wade. I mean, Dwayne Wade, he's been okay, you know.
He's been a lot better with the second unit. I know a lot of people are down on him, but he's been making pretty good decisions there.
And not playing back-to-backs. So Dwayne Wade is good every other game. Don't play him in a back-to-back. And the rest of the guys, man, it's like, whew, buddy. I don't know where Tristan is right now. He's lost somewhere. Kevin is functionally the same as last year, which is fine, except they've taken Kyrie Irving's share of the offense, and he had a 30% usage rate. And they've given it to Derrick Rose and Jeff Green. And
how's that working out, Ryan?
It's not good, man. You want some numbers? You want to know?
I didn't know you were going to inform us on this pod.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, right. More comes with the facts. More comes with the facts.
I am educational in all hours of the day. So the leader in usage percentage on the Cavaliers last year, not counting Dante Jones and his annual 42% one start at the end of the season game, Kyrie Irving, 30.7. LeBron James, 29.8. Kevin Love, 26. No other player crossed 20 that mattered. Like the other guys up there, Jordan McRae, Kay Felder, Larry Sanders, you know, people that are in spot minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Jordan McRae started like 20 games.
You call that Jordan spot McRae minutes? Was the next Jamal Crawford.
To be fair, his numbers are basically Jamal Crawford.
His
numbers are basically the same as Jamal Crawford, except with less opportunity.
So he started 4 games. He did appear in 37, though, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, him and Liggins started an uncomfortable share of games.
Oh, man, switching to this year's numbers is so painful. So do you want to know where Kyrie's offense went? LeBron's usage has gone down, if you're wondering.
Well, I'm not surprised by that at all, honestly, like based on like the way he's played.
So Kevin went from 26 to 28.7, and he leads the team. And LeBron.
Am I the only one that's noticed how little LeBron has cared since the Milwaukee game?
No. I mean, it's systemic. It's the entire team. I mean, even Tyler.
Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
It's great. So, I'm sorry. We're distracting from the information.
No, you're fine. I mean, it's a weird subject. Here's the chaser here. So LeBron is down to 27.2, which is cool. The next three are Derrick Rose, Jeff Green, and Dwayne Wade at 23.4, 22.6, and 21.7. So,
Jeff Green has been kind of okay.
Jeff Green's been kind of okay, but he's playing considerably more minutes, or at least more,
important minutes than
Crowder.
Yeah, Crowder's off the map. He's at 14.8.
Well, I think what's crazy about the start of the season is, like, I remember when we were talking about this team, like, okay, like, we all knew Rose was probably a problem. Maybe Green could be a problem, but, like, we're like, hey, like, at least this team is, like, getting two tryhards.
No.
And Tristan and Jay Crowder.
No.
And no, they are not trying hard.
And, yeah.
Like, it's like everything we've come to expect from this team isn't happening. JR can't hit shots. Tristan can't rebound. Crowder's not trying. And LeBron's not subtweeting.
And you expect
Tristan Thompson if he's not trying hard.
Right. Well, he's not very good, but you know,
he's a 6'9" me if he's not trying hard.
Well, their defensive rating with him on the floor is, yeah, it's not great. It's about average with everyone else on the team. It's 113. But and that's like the middle ground number. Jose, of course, is about 119 when he's on the floor.
Well, thank God rid of RJ, beloved in the locker room. That's all I'll say.
But
yeah,
and there's the thing, like, all the things we thought about the Cavs in the offseason, you know, were predicated on not this. Like, Jeff Green can be a worthwhile addition when he's not using so much of your offense. And Derrick Rose can be a worthwhile addition when he's not using so much of your offense, especially as the third option in your offense.
I question, Tanger Jack, can he? I don't know how Derrick Rose helps if he's not using this many possessions, therein lies the problem of Derrick Rose, right?
And, I mean, that's fair, you know, because he's – I don't know. I there are ways to envision him. I guess you could say that. Like, you know, they've had some lineups with, like, Derrick, Kevin, Channing, Korver, and, you know, that they aren't going to defend – but you can see how that might be successful, at least in stretches. You know, he should be able to score with lineups like that spread the floor.
I really can't see a role for him once Isaiah Thomas comes back. Like, once IT's in with the starters, or at least once he gets healthy and he's playing a significant amount of minutes, with Dwayne Wade essentially being the backup point guard, and you got Jeff Green who's getting minutes, you have Kyle Korver that obviously needs minutes. Like, I just don't see where Rose has a role, and honestly, like, that might be the best thing for the team.
Can I briefly interject with the first good joke Brian Windhorst has ever made? He just tweeted, "If LeBron was really Pennywise, he'd have showed up to the party as defense."
Whew.
Wendy's got jokes, man.
Wendy is clowning you.
That's a deep
cut.
Come on. Hey, man. That's
that might be the wake up call the Cavs needed.
That's the pride of Akron right there.
I love Wendy.
Yeah, I do too.
Wendy cracks me up.
Can we talk briefly? And this is very off topic, but I don't want to talk about the Cavs. The Cavs are boring and terrible to talk about.
But they do suck to talk about.
So LeBron showed up as Pennywise, as you might have seen on DJ Steph Floss, who's got the worst name in America, on his Twitter.
That's the Cavs official DJ you're talking about.
Yeah, I hate his name.
I think it's a great name. And if anyone were listening that is associated with him or other marketing opportunities, just know I think it's great.
Oh, that's good.
See, Carter's not business-minded. Ryan,
I have
you
no
might replace
business
him.
Ventures. But anyway, so LeBron shows up at Pennywise, and I don't know if you guys noticed, but he's wearing a mask. And I think we also saw on Instagram, Justin, co-host of this podcast, also on the line, when is the boss baby also wearing a mask? And I've got a problem with Halloween masks at parties. You can't drink. You have to take it off to be a part of the party. Thus, completely destroying your costume. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm concerned because your concern is predicated on alcohol and alcoholism.
Uh-huh. Sure. Yeah, I had a couple of beers before I started.
And my body is a temple, Carter.
Oh.
My body is
right.
A temple.
If I were wearing a mask right now, no, I could not be four beers in and recording a podcast. But
I'm not proud of you for acting like four beers was like, whoa.
It's, living life on the wild side.
It's a weeknight, sir. I have responsibilities, and I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah. He had four Bud Lights, so he would be hydrated for the next day.
Oh, what have I got, man? Sour peach Dodo. I don't know what it is, but it's sour and it has peaches. It's great.
That's.
I like when we had Waz and Chops on the pod. They did like a half hour of live reads undercover, and now we're just blowing any potential sponsorships that we could possibly get.
Literally no one. Well, first off, no one's going to sponsor us.
Carter is alienating us from the Cavs by insulting DJ Steph Floss or whatever his name is.
You know it feels ridiculous when you say that name.
DJ Steph Floss. Think about that, man. He's flossing. He's flossing on him. Like, I don't know.
Did you guys see DJ Steph Loss go as a Jigsaw there before losing at home to the Pistons?
Oh, that was respectful. Thank God that the Warriors are ass this year. That really sustained me. It's like, as ass as the Cavs are, the Warriors are just as ass, and that's helped.
Well, hang on. We got blown out at home by the Knicks.
Yeah, we got blown out by the Knicks.
I'm not saying the Cavs aren't as bad, but it's just helpful to have them be bad, too.
Like,
oh yeah, well yeah, it's great.
I don't, man, yeah, like they got blown out.
The only people that can
by...
get jokes in right now are Celtics fans.
They got they're
regular season champions.
Yeah,
that's what they care
of
about.
Course.
Man, that hurts. I mean, it doesn't hurt, but like, you know, when we talk about caring and about getting angry, like getting blown out by the Knicks, the Nets,
didn't feel good.
And the Magic. Like, come on.
The Nets is the only one that drives me absolutely up the wall.
Yeah, and I was even making fun of you guys. Like, Carter was, you know, mid-tantrum that entire night. Tantrum. You know, like, oh, not only did they not care, they've harmed their future. And that was pretty funny. That was pretty funny to me.
I stand by that.
Oh, man. Nets are still going to suck, probably. Like,
we,
I don't know.
We keep I'm making saying, that pick better and better.
When the Nets... are one win beyond improving their like lotto totals, and that ends up changing everything. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there to yell at you.
And you're going to be like, man, this really sucks for the Pelicans that they didn't get the top pick.
Man, I don't know. Are they going to trade AD already? I guess that'd be cool.
Listen, it's not their fault that the Magic, it's not theirs or the Cavs' fault that the Magic are the best team in the NBA. They're 5-2 now, with blowout wins against
with the wins over the Cavs and Spurs.
And Cavs.
No, the Spurs at least don't have Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like let's talk about.
I don't know, man. Cavs suck.
So where do the Cavs improve? I guess, and that's kind of
Okay, well, let's first of all, that starting lineup that the Cavs had against the Knicks has played like what 12 minutes together if we're counting preseason.
Yeah, but it contains like, Derrick Rose.
There is no continuity. They don't know what they're doing on offense and defense. I honestly think this is fine. Like this really, really is fine. I'm actually not mad. I'm laughing.
This is fine.
I think when they have more time together and they get some chemistry, it's going to help things out. Like, they aren't as bad as they're playing. They're still trying to figure things out. And we saw, like, 3-4 years ago there when it was a completely new roster that was trying to figure out how to play with one another. It took time.
Justin, are you saying that the Cavs should trade for Timofey Mozgov?
No, I'm
would you do Shump for Mozgov right now?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
Mozgov,
no. I was just curious. Shump.
I mean, we got to trade
Shump
him for Boogie, right?
What does Shump lead the team in? Offensive rating plus my net rating. The Shump Respector rides again.
He's taking Deli's crown.
They're going to get better because, like, first off, they're just missing, like, a ton of open shots. Like, their offense is shitty, and I don't know if that needs to be as bad as it is. The defense is like not going to get better because they're never going to get back in transition. It's crazy to me how bad they are in transition. Like, and they were bad last year, but like it's especially terrible this year. Like three guys will crash for the offensive rebound, and the other two will just be at the free throw line for some reason.
Well, it's a very special level of not trying right now. It's fantastic.
It's crazy. Like literally, like all you have to do to score on the Cavs in transition is run, at like 75% speed.
Right. And that's where, you know, as opposed to years past, like I am a little more concerned for their ceiling. Because not only do their parts not fit, they don't fit in, at least, you know, to date, they don't fit in the worst possible way. Like the Cavs are terrible in transition, and two of their highest usage players are Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade, who love to drive to the basket and fall down in the process. Like they fall down.
Right, but who in the East is going to be able to take advantage of that? And especially when Isaiah Thomas comes back, like who in the East is going to take advantage of that? Is it Toronto?
Don't talk to Mort about Isaiah. He can't handle it.
No, I think Isaiah can be helpful. I mean, they're playing Derrick Rose right now. I'll take anything.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like I'm not a huge Isaiah Thomas guy. Like my opinion of a player doesn't change just because their laundry has. Right. But at the same time, he's an improvement.
Fuck out of here.
Oh, I'm pretty thank cool. Thank you for recognizing that for what it was.
Oh, but my God.
I mean, seriously.
I root for the name on the front, not the name on the back.
Justin's nose is so pressed up against his own butthole right now.
Just because I have a farts. Big beak doesn't mean you have to make fun of it. But seriously, like, he's still a freaking improvement over Derrick Rose
100%.
And Jose Calderon.
Is he going to help your transition defense? He's like 4'4", you know?
No, but he might help this anemic off.
Yeah,
the offense, well, that's the thing. Like, their defense was ass last year. They just scored like crazy to win.
But now they're the worst defensive team in the half court. Which, I mean, with time, you would expect that to change. But I don't know. Dwayne Wade hasn't defended anybody in a few years. That's why I liked playing him at point guard as a starter. And I like playing him at point guard as a reserve. Because, you know, you have that size mitigate somewhat the fact that he doesn't move laterally as much anymore. Derrick Rose, I mean...
But none of these guys, neither of them are worse than Kyrie was last year. That's not the problem. Kyrie was so indifferent and lazy and like.
No, remember the Cavs said that by their metrics, Kyrie was like the third worst defensive point guard in the league. And the only ones worse were Derrick Rose and Isaiah Thomas. Like that came out after the trade.
I don't remember. Like, but sure. I don't know why they would leak that, but that's ridiculous.
I don't know.
I think it was one of the former executives.
I think it's everyone else. I think it's Jay Crowder being. I mean, Crowder got cooked by Tim Hardaway off the dribble, just in isolation, like four times.
Yeah, that's not his.
Isn't
game.
It hilarious? Isn't it hilarious to see like the culture shift of like Jay Crowder comes from Boston and all of a sudden he's like, oh, I mean. We're playing until June. I don't exactly have to try. Meanwhile, you see Kyrie against the Spurs getting like three steals, blocks, and trying so hard because he knows he doesn't have to play deep into the playoffs.
Oh my God. That is elite level hating, and I approve. And I mean, it is. I don't know. Man, I just don't know. Like, I don't know. Talking myself into these things eventually coming around is harder than in years past. Does that mean that I like care a whole lot? No, you know, until after the trade deadline, why bother? It just means that you don't have to bother until the trade deadline and they're not interesting.
Here's a good rule of thumb. Don't care more than the players do.
Right.
It's just not worth it.
They're not interesting, but unfortunately, it's like our.
They're incredibly interesting. That's a lie. They're frustrating as hell, but they're interesting
right now. They're just shit.
They're not
in a way that makes me want to watch.
You know what's hilarious? Both the Cavs and the Warriors have a worse defensive rating than Phoenix.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
That three year.
You're defending
finals hangover is real. Phoenix,
and you're expecting to, you know, compete for my attention with Gilmore Girls and Pornhub. That's what's not going to happen.
I like that you didn't say Gilmore Girls or Pornhub. You said and.
Well,
it's 2017. We multitask.
Second screen, you know.
Nothing. Nothing livens up the background of a good 6-minute clip like some mother-daughter bonding.
God damn. We're gonna get fired.
Oh, we're so getting fired.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I really disagree with you, Justin, that this team's interesting. Like I know every part of this team too well, other than, like, Crowder, who's just uninspiring, and Rose, who, like, I figured out within 2 seconds.
I don't want to know him.
Yeah, like, and, like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Like,
I'm not trying to, like,
bad.
I'm not trying to, like, really harp on him, but, man, I don't know.
Because otherwise your Twitter mentions will go nuclear?
Well, and, it feels bad, you know. I don't know why I shouldn't feel bad because he's a grown ass man, but it's like, oh, he's searching for happiness. And I'm like, oh, this guy sucks. You know, hope you don't find it here.
Anybody have interesting takes about the Battle of the Smiths?
There's more than one Smith.
JR versus Stephen A. You guys weren't paying attention.
Oh, yeah, that's like dark, man. Like, you're talking about Trayvon Martin. I don't want to play with that.
Yeah.
Like, that's not like har, har, har funny. That's like genuine strife.
Yeah.
I mean, even though JR is clowning him, which I'm always on board with.
Well, I mean, I didn't watch any of the first take. All I really got was the Levitard show watching first take, which was absolutely hysterical. Because Dan made like this Pillsbury Doughboy shriek. He was so happy about what Stephen A was doing. And losing his mind going after JR. It was just so satisfying.
Here's a fun
those guys are the best.
More now that Justin has like a normal job, he just burns through like 6 hours of Levitard a day. So he's just really into dance.
I'm very, very happy to have that back in my life. I listen to too many podcasts, including The Chase Down, which you can rate, review, and subscribe.
Oh god. Let's move the conversation forward just a little bit. I know that, like, so the report came out that the Cavs just, like, aren't particularly engaged in Eric Bledsoe talks. Like, is that something you wish they were involved in at this point?
I mean, depending on the price, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. Like,
he's someone I can see playing against the Warriors, so that would help.
Yeah, and, like, what would be really nice about that is that you could just cut Rose, because I think that's what would happen.
I mean, you don't even have to cut him. If you cut his minutes down, he might just not show up.
That's fair. Little DMP, no call, no show. By the way, so a little personal anecdote. Kickball playoffs, which I know you guys are enthralled by.
I was actually going to ask about that. I'm not even kidding.
So this is round one. We're the one seed. No big deal.
Time out.
Hang on. Let Mort ask his question.
Let's go there, Mort.
Hold on. Did you just say the words kickball playoffs?
Goddamn right. We're the defending champions, Mark. Sorry, you're not involved in intramurals.
So, and you live in Chicago.
Correct. Right?
Okay. And in a city of like 6 million people, there are not better kickball players? Like, is that?
Well, I'm assuming there's like various tiers
several
in
leagues. There is no tiers, not for kickball. For basketball or whatever, there are. Kickball, you just sign up. We're co-ed, defending champions, so suck it.
Carter, I'm pretty sure there's higher tiers that you're just not aware of. Like,
I don't. Well, maybe there
you have
are,
to be
but
invited.
Sign up for.
Do you wear a flannel button up while you play kickball?
No. We have t-shirts, but we did win a flannel when we won the championship last year.
You won a flannel?
That's your prize for your, like, $100 entry fee.
Like a shirt or like...
No, a nice little flannel sweater.
A Celtic.
Probably costs like,
how is it that you've shared the most Canadian story on this podcast ever?
So you have your intramural kickball league.
Yeah, so let me get into the goddamn story. So it's
you're
round
showing up.
One seed versus eight seed. It's like 30 degrees out. Eight seed just doesn't show up.
On the kickball pitch.
they no showed us. So we got a forfeit win. But I think those guys are assholes for not calling ahead to be like, hey, we're not coming. We're the worst team in the league. We're just not coming. So we all got bundled
up. That's the only way to like deal a blow to you guys.
And then had to just go to the bar after.
Oh, this is a sob story.
Oh, poor you.
Yeah, it's so annoying. I think that's poor form. If you're not going to show up when it's like 30 degrees out, at least give a little call ahead.
I feel like that's proper courtesy. But I also feel like no showing is the only way to like really hurt you.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I approve.
If they wanted to get back at us, I think that's because we did beat them in the regular season. No big deal.
Were you showboating too much? Did you go all Warriors on them?
Maybe we did. I don't know. We have a good time out there. More, you'd love it. You'd have a great time.
I'm just picturing Carter like kicking people in the balls and acting like it was a follow through.
How far do you think a follow through is?
I've never played kickball. Are you just like the coach?
Oh, I play.
Do you make the lineups? And
No. Here's the thing. I forgot that like there's a whole like way of keeping score. I forgot like you know because like those like nerds.
Wait, there's multiple ways to keep score.
I'm just saying like you know like nerds that go to baseball games and like.
Is there RPM?
Have the sheet or whatever, and they keep their own score. I forgot how to do that, so I was really glad that I'm not in charge, so I don't have to.
Do you know anybody that goes to a baseball game and keeps their own score? Like, listen, my grandmother...
You'll see that.
My grandmother used to keep her own score. she watched every Cleveland baseball team game and kept her own score, but it was allowable because she was, like, incredibly old. And
yeah, old she was people have a pass.
Retired and didn't have a whole lot to do. But yeah, man. So I went down to the local baseball stadium with the horrible logo. And yeah, there's a bunch of people with little notebooks or little radios listening to the radio while the game. And I'm like, man, like this is awful. Why aren't you getting drunk and like falling over a railing or something? That's
like,
what I'm here to
do. There's nothing more inherently social. Like, there's no sporting event to go to that's more social than a baseball game because so little is going on for much of the time. So you're like, they're drinking with friends. You're like, you're paying attention like 30% of the time. These people are so obsessive that they show up alone.
There's a lot of people that do that at like Goldeyes games up here.
Goldeyes?
What? Goldeneye? Did you meet
Winnipeg Goldeyes, man?
A professional sport?
What?
Nothing.
Did you meet James Bond?
I did not. No, Goldeyes like the fish, man.
Yeah, is that a baseball
fish
in Winnipeg?
Yeah, it's a baseball team. They won the championship this year.
Outside of the Blue Jays.
Wait.
Actually, they're the only Canadian team in the league.
Did your city win more baseball championships than mine this year?
I think they've won like three. I think they've won like three championships in the last 5 years.
Dude, that's insane.
Or something like that.
La-di-da.
And I've gone to like one game.
I think there's nothing that better reflects the darkness of the Cavs' early season than us spending 5 minutes on kickball. Then 3 minutes on the Winnipeg Goldeyes.
Winnipeg Goldeyes, man.
God, I can tell you
the only Canadian team in the league, and they're winning.
There's a lot of like people in Cavs Twitter like, "Oh man, it'd be cool to go to your town." I just don't think I need to go to Winnipeg. Can you sell me on?
Yes, playing? No. Just
have you been more?
I have not, but
you just know I don't need to go.
I've been
the only NBA
and I've been. To Windsor, and I've been on Craigslist in Winnipeg, and
oh my god, I don't want to know.
That's
dark.
We may need a bossa nova this, but honestly, why were you on Winnipeg's Craigslist? Were you
like,
figuring out whether or not you wanted to come?
Just looking around, man.
Phrasing. Sorry.
Mort's just scraping the bottom of the barrel of Winnipeg's offerings.
No, there's nothing tells you about a town like looking through its various Craigslist postings. You know, like what kind of cars are they selling?
What kind of hookups did you get for you specifically?
That's ridiculous. What kind of cars are they selling? Like, you know, can I buy an oven at a decent rate that's only a few years old? What's the rent market look like, you know? I don't know. I was just checking it out. You check out Winnipeg.
What? Oh, you were in Toronto? Because that those aren't close, right, Justin?
No, it's like a 26-hour drive.
No, I was in Akron, Ohio at the time.
That's worse.
The closest major-ish city is Fargo.
Isn't that in America? Major.
Wait, that's a movie.
What's that?
Fargo's a movie, right? Or is that a show?
Yeah.
That is the name of a movie.
It's both.
Show.
Okay.
Man, LeBron's the only person that can wear an authentic Pennywise costume and improve his hairline.
That's dark.
I don't know if that's true, man. Mine's pretty fucked up. It might be a plus.
I'm trying to figure out, is LeBron wearing a mask or is this just like heavy makeup?
I think it's heavy makeup.
Feel like
because I've seen his face move in it and it's very scary.
Yeah. What did we think about JR as a conehead?
I like it. JR has pretty strong costumes. This is probably one of his weaker ones. I love the giant baby one he wore a couple of years ago. But yeah, it's not bad.
It does
look Stang is good. Stang.
Yeah.
It's not me as the boss, baby. Let's just be clear.
God, you suck.
I would have done Love is Sting and his girlfriend as the singer Sting, but
Hogan's fine.
Oh, that would have been good.
That's just me. I don't actually.
Mort, did you dress up for Halloween?
No. It is only the 30th, so maybe I will tomorrow. I probably won't because tomorrow is
a Tuesday.
A Tuesday, right? And that would be really weird. But I did convince our interns that everyone at the office dresses up for Halloween, so that'll be fun.
That's bullying.
Yeah, you're getting a call from HR.
Oh no, that's me, man. I am HR. Not true.
Here's my question.
Are you really?
No.
That's good. Thank God.
Thank God.
So Kyle Korver went as Willy Wonka. The Depp Willy Wonka, mind you. So the worst one.
The good Willy Wonka.
Okay. And he's got his girl with him, or his wife, I suppose, is what she's called in common circles. And then there's two Oompa Loompas, and I'm wondering who the Oompa Loompas are.
Well, they have like six kids. Do you think a couple of them are old enough to go to LeBron James' Halloween party?
No, based on this photo from DJ Steph Floss, no. In fact, they're quite short, though, so I don't know what's going on. I kind of need your guys' input. Can you just look this up?
Where is this at?
It's on DJ Steph Floss's Twitter account.
Hang on, where is it?
DJ Steph Floss's Twitter account.
Okay, do you have the @? Can you read that out?
No, I can't. I'm busy.
I believe it's @ DJ Steph Floss.
Why is that his name? I'm sorry.
It's the only Steph we recognize, baby.
Okay, so Dwayne Wade's Millie Vanilli.
Oh, that's a great costume.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Gabrielle Union, that's strong.
Oh, wow, okay. That's good.
You got two. Okay, the Oompa Loompas look like adults.
But are they little people? Well, Korver's like, what, six, seven?
The one Oompa Loompa is like, the one Oompa Loompa is kneeling down. That's definitely a grown man.
Yeah,
okay,
he's definitely grown man.
I see the knee down. But it's a bit of an optical illusion, right?
Like, and the other one might be a very, very short woman.
Just a petite woman.
Yeah, I don't think he had like a Wolf of Wall Street type meeting where he wanted short people.
All right.
Man, I really want to know who this one Oompa Loompa is, though.
Oh, geez.
Looks familiar. No, he looks familiar. Like, I'm trying to figure it out.
You're talking about the woman.
Oh. I like how we both thought you were talking about the female one.
What the hell, man? Like, I don't engage.
I could see you tweeting at Korver with the Fear the Sword account asking what her ad is.
I've never done that before.
Haven't you?
That's not important. Listen, okay, sometimes you ask the Cavs what kind of interest the Cavs girls have. Like, do they like blogs? Why do you ask them that? Because you want them to read your blog and help market your product. Carter, you wouldn't understand.
I don't work in an
intern or something for some network. I get it. It's fine.
Yeah, he's not a marketer.
I don't get engagement like you do.
Hmm.
Well, the first step is that engagements are a joke. But
don't make this dark. Don't take that down that direction. You got two soon to be married men on the other sides of the line.
Oh, fellas, let me ruin the rest of your lives. No.
Well, you're already doing that by ruining any sponsorship chances that we have and any ability to pay for a wedding. So there you go.
Why would you go to a podcast for that? No, you can cut that part out. A podcast is exactly where you should go for that. Frankly, you know, what you guys need to do is, I don't know, maybe drink an ice cold, refreshing Diet Pepsi.
Oh, wow. Mm. I think if we're going to get any Pepsi product, Diet Pepsi is probably right up our alley.
Oh, God.
Question. So if last year LeBron's Halloween party, like, went after the Warriors, who just, like, how bummed are you that there hasn't been a single Kyrie joke reported?
I'm not bummed because they suck.
But. Yeah, I guess that it'd be more fun if, like, because last year that we were riding high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like RJ not being there to instigate probably kept things tame as well.
Oh, I don't know. Because LeBron,
like, I feel like he's one of the few with the creative jokes.
The jokes last year, like, had, like, corny LeBron written all over them.
That's true.
Hey, we'll have tombstone cookies with Steph's name written on them. And RJ's like, all right. Like, he's not in on
it. I love corny LeBron.
Corny LeBron is just what he is.
It's one of the few things that makes him kind of human, is that he's just such a dork. Yeah. Yeah.
You need that. That's important.
Because otherwise he's just a freaking god among men.
That's a little insufferable.
That's a little weird, yeah.
Like, not like super insufferable, but he's definitely a little insufferable. Like
if you hold his junk any tighter, it might turn blue.
Me? I'm talking shit about him.
No, I'm talking about Justin.
Oh, yeah, like, sure.
Oh,
he's a god of little men. That's creepy, dude. That weirds me out.
Well, I'm just talking about him on the basketball court.
Do you have a LeBron?
Everyone calls me a LeBron hater on Twitter.
No, that's just because you're in love with Kyrie, more than Dave, even.
How can you even say that?
I just wanted to
say that. I think that...
You're just trying to get me mad online, aren't you?
I think that Warriors fans have a rap for hating LeBron. And so I think that's why people throw those barbs at you.
I have nothing to say to that.
So I don't know, man. Maybe you should come in from the cold, you know?
Mm.
Leave the Bay.
Speaking of Kyrie, Kyrie is just the second player in Celtics history to record over 150 points in his first 7 games with the franchise. Mm. Don't you just love those random stats?
Well, I mean, yeah, he joined the team like in his prime. Like, who are you comparing that to?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Celtics usually don't get anybody in their prime.
Yeah.
Can't believe that they have a tough time attracting NBA players in free agency in Boston.
Well, all their success was before free agency even existed, so. That might have something to do with it. They went from free agency to starting Gary Payton.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
All right.
Anyways,
Celtics.
Circling back to the Cavs, I'm going to be laughing at you guys when they figure this out because I am so far from worried about this
team.
I really think continuity is the biggest issue right
There's
now.
A huge Carter, difference.
You were mad. You were mad online.
Yeah, but you were concerned about their long term future because you hate all their pieces more than me.
Yeah, I mean, I legitimately, they got everyone that I've been making fun of for years.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
For years.
I just, like, want to have a nice time with my, like, Thursday night. Like, I just want to have fun. It's not fun to watch.
I was on Winnipeg Craigslist.
Nice. Good callback.
But, you know, I don't know. Like, I think they can figure it out. Because, yeah, I mean, the East. I mean, you've got Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. There's no reason yet to care about them in the playoffs.
OG Anunoby, the new LeBron.
Yeah, I saw a dude wearing an OG
I love OG, though.
Jersey out to dinner like 2 nights ago in Chicago.
Oh, That's amazing. That's crazy. I love OG.
I was stunned.
He might be like the first fun player Toronto's had in a very long time.
You know what the Cavs need to do?
Well, I just lost
Mark. I'm not screwing with that guy, man. No, thank you.
Mort, whatever you said definitely did not record.
That's Mort said he doesn't want to mess with Giannis in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I just want to avoid that as long as possible because there's going to be some point where all of that damn length just catches up to the old Cavs.
Isn't it funny that
I don't know if it's going to be this year, but it's coming at some point.
We're so scared of the Bucks when that's the only team the Cavs have looked okay against this year. Other than a Celtics team that just watched their best player's leg shatter in front of them.
Well, like, when did Marcus Smart break his leg?
Yeah. I don't
that's
know.
A jo- that's
yeah,
a
I
joke.
Didn't see Terry Rozier go down.
Good. He's not good. I'm kidding. No.
Yeah, I don't know. This is like I'm not that worried long term as much as like I just see like all the problems are pretty diagnosable to me. And like obviously the transition defense is never going to get better, but right. They'll start making a higher percentage of their open threes that they're generating.
Have we just considered the Cavs are throwing the games against bad teams in the East?
No.
I tweeted out a joke like that. Like, hey, if you're going to drop one to the Nets, you then have to make up for it by then dropping
with
one
losses
to the Knicks.
To the Knicks, yeah. I like it.
And they didn't realize that the Magic were the best team in the NBA when they lost their game to them.
Right. But at least by not trying, they didn't give them anything to scout them with it come playoffs. So the Magic might be caught a little off guard in the conference finals.
Gun to your head, where's that Knicks pick or the Nets pick going to land?
I'm going to say fourth, and they'll win the lotto with it.
I'll also say fourth and land third.
I think it lands maybe
Carter, I know it's going to be
you're
sad.
Gonna you're going to say like 12th or something.
Fourth or
yeah, I'm just gonna talk right over
fourth
you so you don't go
that's
there.
That's not that crazy. I just think like you look at I think they're probably definitely better than the Bulls, probably definitely better than the Hawks. I think the Kings or Mavericks or Suns can all finish ahead of them. They could probably, I mean, conceivably they could land third, right?
Yeah. If there's one thing the Cavs do well, it's win the lottery.
Are they definitely better than the Hawks? I mean, the Hawks have as many veteran players as the Nets do. I don't know.
Well, Dennis Schroeder busted up his leg, right?
Yeah, Schroeder's missed time. The Hawks have lost six in a row.
Oh, really?
They won their first game, then they lost six in a row, and they've been awful since.
Oh, man, I haven't even paid attention. I'm just used to seeing them for the annual sweep.
I like that we've managed to like sprinkle in some shit talk amid this disaster of a beginning of a season.
Well, let's be honest. If there's one thing we know how to do, it's punch up.
Uh-huh. Right.
Like,
wait, yeah. What?
Cheering for a great team is difficult. I'm not sure how to do it still. I'm working out the kinks, but I know how to make fun of teams even though I'm down at the bottom.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, the Cavs have never been like outright great. I like that.
That's what keeps it fun.
Because
yeah, me too. Makes it easy.
Yeah. And there's never like that, you know, kind of like how, you know, if you go anywhere near anything related to the Warriors, someone is preaching at you about something. Or the Spurs during their run, you know, it was, hero ball. Here's the one true right way to play. And the Cavs are just like, I don't know, man.
We're just going to dick around for a while.
I'm 30 minutes late. I'm hungover. You know, I'm here, but I'm not necessarily effective at what I'm getting paid to do. Like, I relate to that. and it's like it really strong. Like, I appreciate them doing that. So man, I wish they had players I liked. Like, I mean, I like obviously a lot of players, but. I don't know.
The problem is the players we like are also playing like ass. I think that like is a big part of it. Like JR has been really bad. Tristan's been really bad.
Yeah, JR should
bounce. We need a 20-point JR quarter.
And Tristan should bounce back. But yeah, man, you know, as long as Derrick Rose and Jeff Green are getting so much of the offense, Like, how do they get – I mean, they'll get better, but do they get, like
– Well, I think they just get better. Less of the offense, right?
Do you trust that? Like, do you trust
– I don't know. Because
the problem is every time these guys touch the ball – you know, Derrick Rose's assist percentage is 11.4. So, like, he's touching the ball, and he's just shooting.
When will the Cavs at large realize that Derrick Rose sucks? Because I still think they think he's okay.
Yeah, they definitely do.
I mean,
he's played three games with them, right?
I think so. Yes.
He had one terrible game against Boston. He was good against the Bucks until he got hurt. And then there's the next game.
I mean, in a lot of ways, this just resolves when IT comes back because he just eats up a lot of his minutes. And they're not going to play Derrick Rose the two.
No. God, no. I
know that a lot of very aggressive people on Twitter think Tyronn Lue is the biggest idiot in the world for some reason. I'll just completely stop any defense if he tries that.
Man.
I will always defend Tyronn Lue unless that
what
happens.
Would you You're do right. if you had a Derrick Rose and Isaiah Thomas backcourt? Like, man, I don't want to think about that. Man, I can see it happening. Like,
you don't need to do it. Don't. Please, for the love of God.
So then you have a Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade backcourt again.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I just think one of those guys is the odd man out once IT comes back.
Yeah.
And it's going to be
Is that too optimistic?
I hope not.
Well, I mean, there's going to be a trade this year, right? Like, we can all agree, even if it's not like a major one for a star, like, I would be stunned if Shump and Fry are still on this team come playoffs.
Man, that would be so depressing.
To get rid of Fry?
Yeah, dude, Channing's great.
Shump, he's the Shump respecter.
Oh, I do like Shump, and Shump tries hard, you know.
Does he?
Yes, he does. You guys are haters.
I feel like I've seen a different player than you have the last few years.
Well, you probably have.
You should try harder to get over screens.
Hey, man. And that's the thing. So Shump, I think his effort is on par or above most of the Cavs. Like, how can you bag on?
OK, well, how high of a bar is that?
And has bad effort. That's the Tristan Thompson problem so far this year. You have to be good. You have to be super skilled to get away with not having good effort.
You have to be super skilled just to make it to the NBA, man.
Oh, okay. Are we doing this?
Oh my God.
We're doing this. I'm defending Shump on the podcast.
I hate you.
This is now an Amon Shumpert fan cast. Welcome to the Shump Down.
Just happy to.
Leverage.
We're gonna get him as a guest after he's done hating on everyday struggle.
On Leverage the Shump.
God.
Listen, but no, I mean, Shump, I think, is a good dude, but losing Channing would really scar.
I love Channing.
Channing and RJ and JR and LeBron and Kevin, you know, there are dumb basketball men, and I don't know, they're a bunch of clowns. And breaking that up, Kyrie was always our largest son. But he was always a weirdo, but he was our weirdo. So it sucks to watch him go.
And now he's gotten even weirder. Like the basketball court stuff is still one of the funniest things
I've seen. I don't like to do him the credit of calling it weird, because that indicates like some like beautiful abstraction that we just don't get.
Right.
Whereas I just think he might be like a little dumb.
I still
he really
just can't
thought
get over
they were
that
bringing out the physical court from the 70s.
And they told him, and he's like, I took like three steps on that. I know what's up.
I don't know, man. I do think there's something to that more. And I think that's why, like, because I was really, as you could maybe aware, I was really like upset about the RJ trade. The logic of it, which was stupid, too. But also, like, I don't know. I just think like, and I think the thing that I'm sad about the Kyrie saga unraveling like it did was not that like I miss Kyrie every day being on my basketball team. Like, sure, like it was fun, but like it was more like I just kind of like wanted that championship team like kind of like immortalized and like in the amber, untouched, unspoiled.
I wanted them all around forever. And so now man, like, hypothetically.
No, that's unreasonable, but, like, we are getting rid of all these guys.
Why should it be unreasonable? Why does every other team get to keep, you know, all of their players like that? Like, the Spurs get to have every one of these dudes until they die.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like, on the fringes, they let guys go all the time.
But the fringes don't matter. I mean, we're talking about Kyrie Irving. Fringes.
We are talking about the fringes. They just are fringes with personality.
Well, and I had kind of transitioned.
Kyrie is the only example. But Kyrie, the whole thing is pretty unprecedented.
Right, but now what do you do with now what do you do with Kevin?
Kevin's fine, right?
Yeah, you keep doing what you've been doing. I mean,
right. And he had
a bit of a shooting slump there.
I don't know. So now they're in a spot where they kind of – I feel like they need to keep him or try to keep him until he retires. Like, you can't build a brand if all of your success, all of the players are excommunicated shortly after. And that's kind of
cost of doing business with LeBron?
That's kind of the cost of doing business with the Cavs.
I mean, yeah, it could be.
The Cavs aren't exactly known for organizational stability. Like, there's always so much turnover, and I'm with Ryan. It would have been nice to see that. I wanted to see that with David Griffin, and it'd be nice if they could keep some of the guys around, because I just don't think that there's a Kevin Love trade that makes you a dramatically better team to the point where you are on par with what the Warriors have. Like, they're going to be the underdog no matter what. And I'd rather try to see if you can get that Minnesota Kevin Love back.
Yeah, I just don't want to make a dumb trade. Like, I think that's why I like the RJ thing was such a frustrating thing. Is like, okay, like, I understand why you do things that, like, are maybe not sentimental, but you do them in the interest of making your team better. And like, okay, like, that sucks, but, like, I get it. And, like, I can talk myself into that. But, like, if you're being dumb and hurting my feelings, that sucks.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's where, like, yeah, like, the whole offseason for me has kind of been that. Because you're getting all these players I don't like, which is fine. But you're doing it in a way that compounds all of your worst problems. And then, you know, I mean, is there a worse signing than Jose Calderon? Like,
no!
Like, even if you take it, you know, and I've argued with my boss about this. He's like, well, if that's the guy that you wanted and you thought he might not be there, like, bro, you
take your L. Move on.
You did.
You lock yourself in.
He's out of the rotation with Shump and I, or with IT and Derrick Rose out of the lineup. Like,
the opportunity cost.
Calderon wasn't in the rotation in that instance. They went with Shumpert at starting point guard and Dwayne Wade as the backup. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you weren't too worried about him not being available.
That's what drove me so crazy about the whole size. Like, this dude, best case scenario, might be able to sop up some regular season minutes. Might. This dude is washed 3 years ago. And you're making roster concessions to keep him on the team? You're trading 2 second-round picks to keep him on the team?
It's so bad.
The picks drive
me. And I mean, the second-round picks aren't crazy, but
I don't care. It's just like, it's I'm not shedding tears about losing the second-round picks. It's about the point. It's the point.
What it was for, right? Yeah. I mean, you're giving up assets, even if they're minor, to lock yourself in at the beginning of free agency. When you're already trying as hard as you can to get away from the tax a little bit, you know, so you need to retool in the off season. So if they can get near or under the tax this year, it'd be helpful for them. And a lot of their moves have reflected that. And the first thing you do is lock yourself into a contract that you know you won't get rid of when the point guard market hasn't even evolved.
And like, they knew
how much of that
they knew that.
But how much of the moves after, like, trading RJ – I got Shump on the brain. Good God, Mark. You've infected me. Trading RJ instead of cutting Calderon, like, how much of that is just Dan Gilbert not being willing to admit he made a mistake? Like, Gilbert was the one that signed Calderon. They didn't have a GM in place. Like, is that just him being stubborn? Because that's the way I perceive it, but I'm not the biggest fan.
I don't know.
I mean, you know that Calderon might have to play. That's the thing. Like, once you commit
When?
That's because your other point guard is Derrick Rose and Isaiah Thomas is hurt.
And then
when they were out, he didn't play.
Morton, they found out really quickly that they can't even do that. He's a corpse. Right. He's an NBA corpse.
That's what I'm saying.
In order for him to play, Derrick Rose, Isaiah Thomas, Dwayne Wade, Amon Shumpert, LeBron James.
And this is what I fucking said when Chops was arguing with me about this on Twitter. I was like, yeah, there's no world in which he helps, even in the worst case scenario. He is not replacement level. I'd rather have Kay Felder.
Right. So the counterpoint to that is, when you have Derrick Rose and Isaiah Thomas – you're going to need your third string point guard, which is common sense, which is obvious, which is why it's so bad that the first thing they did, they didn't even lock themselves into having to get rid of a rostered player for a third point guard. They locked themselves into having to get rid of a rostered player for a third point guard they can't play when they knew they would need their third point guard.
They're wildly popular veteran Walt has signed. Wait, it's just and maybe this is it. This is going to sound like I'm making a declarative statement, but I'm really not. But maybe Kobe Altman isn't that good on the fringes. He did a good job negotiating the deal with the Celtics. I think that's pretty fair. But maybe all his other fringe signings have been pretty bad. Is that fair to say?
I mean, so far.
I mean, the thing is, most of the signings seem like good value. We can talk about how they're not great fits, but having Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade for less than $5 million combined is, in theory, good. But the one thing with David Griffin was all the signings kind of fit. Everything, there was a clear plan. And this Cavs team doesn't necessarily have that. I don't think it really changes the outlook of this team. I still am confident they're going to go to the finals. It just doesn't make as much sense as past versions of this team.
It just doesn't feel like I think plan is the right word, because it feels like every move they've made has been the way I play 2K when I've been on GM mode too long. And I really probably should just go to bed. But I'm not really thinking.
To be fair, it's kind of tough to have a concrete plan when your second best player demands a trade a couple weeks into free agency.
Yeah, but nonetheless, if you know you're getting Dwayne Wade, and it seems like based on the reporting, that feels like more of a preordained thing than maybe we realized at the time, for that organization. They should have known that. So if you know you're getting Dwayne Wade, don't sign Derrick Rose. And if you know you're getting if you know you're going to get Dwayne Wade, don't sign Calderon. You're signing these guys so they signed Calderon because we need a guy. OK, that guy's there. So you sign him and then you're Derrick Rose became available. And then you sign him and you go, Dwayne Wade became available. It's piece of candy. They're just following a line of skittles.
Yeah, and the value thing I don't think holds. At some point, your value, your contract doesn't matter. In a vacuum, you got Derrick Rose for the minimum, and you got Dwayne Wade for the minimum, and you got Jose Calderon for the minimum, and you got Jeff Green for the minimum. They could be making more, but they still have to get on the court. And when they're on the court, they're all bad for you. And that can change.
Is it fair to say that, so I think Wade's been a lot better. Since getting moved.
Oh, yeah.
He's shooting 57% as a reserve.
And other than kind of an extraordinarily high usage, there have been stretches where you're Jeff Green, I see why this worked. But it's maybe one of those moves in isolation works, but all three of them together become combine, make a really nasty cocktail that should not be mixed.
But that's the Jeff Green experience. That's how it's always been. And
I get that, but I'm just saying, I think maybe we look at all three of these signings more charitably if they're not in concert with the other two.
Right. Well, And
I think they would all look better if they had time to play together throughout training camp, preseason, the first 2 weeks of the season. I really do think that these pieces aren't as bad as they're playing right now.
Of course.
And it's just they're a
not
lack
the
of continuity
best team in the East. Come on.
That might be a hot take, but I think I agree with
you. Did you see Lou's quotes about the team being like feeling like the team was like intimidated by playing with LeBron? Is that just about at Crowder? Was he just adding Crowder with that quote?
He might have been.
Because Green doesn't seem too nervous. No. Rose doesn't seem Jeff too Green. Nervous.
Jeff Green has been the most assertive player on the
by
team.
By a mile. Even probably.
Well, besides maybe Derrick Rose, because Derrick Rose just puts his head down on every single play.
Yeah. That's the same thing Jeff Green does. Jeff Green is a tall Shump. Shump's great, obviously. We're here on the Shump now.
You almost got caught.
Good cover, Mort.
You can like the Shump down. You can follow us on Twitter. All that stuff.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah, click review, subscribe. I don't know. Like, everything about them is predicated on them knowing that they need less. And when have you ever seen Derrick Rose and Jeff Green go, you know what? I need less.
Like, Jeff Green was pulling confidently on full sprint off screen catch and shoot threes with 19 seconds on the shot clock against them.
Oh, I know.
Like,
Jeff Green. Jeff Green is fifth on the team in field goal percentage.
I'm so mad that no one was even mad at him for that. He was like, yep, that was the shot we were looking for. It's like, no.
He's not Kyle Korver. I don't know. I don't know that Jeff Green and Derrick Rose will be on the team midseason. I mean, they probably will, but I don't know, man.
Man, free Jetty.
Yeah, maybe. He'll at least run hard in transition and try. I don't know. I had this I joked about this on Twitter, but my recent favorite phenomenon for Cavs games this season is when a team hits a contested jumper.
Nothing destroys
this team more emotionally than when they actually try on defense and then they get scored on anyway. It's just like, they're just like, what's the fucking point then? Like, they're like a, like,
they hit it when we don't try and they hit it when we try.
Why should we even give a shit, man? They're like disillusioned 16-year-olds. Like, when Porzingis like hit that three in the corner over LeBron, I've never seen like a more petulant body language from a team.
I love this team,
they
man.
They suck, but they're
just the best. No, I genuinely love everything about this team. It's just, they're so entertaining.
We needed a good roast session. I'm sure some people are going to complain that we were too negative, but fuck it. We need.
I don't know. I think this is cathartic. You got to be able to laugh about the team, and we all know that they're going to make the finals. Before we wrap up, Mort, I know you. Definitely, there's no chance that you listen to this podcast if you're not on it. But last week we introduced a new game called Net Positive, where you get to gas up the teams that the Nets are playing this week, because the Nets are obviously going to go 79-3. So this week, Tuesday, they're playing the Phoenix Suns. Tell us good things about the Suns and why they're going to win.
Well, you know, the cool thing about the Suns is that they lead the league in coaches this season. So you've got, you know, no other team has brought as much coaching viewpoints into the locker room as the Suns have. They've had two different coaches. You've got a lot of different viewpoints and experience there. So they're double coached. The other thing is that all of their players, you know, are 20, 19, 21. They're all very young, and none of them actually know how to play basketball. So when you have players that are seasoned in the NBA and know what they're doing, it's going to be a major throw off when these guys, they're kind of like guerrilla tactic basketball players.
Oh, I
like
that.
You know, it's the Redcoats in the Revolutionary War. They're all single file. You know, they're in their lines and they're all neat and proper. And you've got these guerrillas. You know, they're militia guys. They're just kind of thrown in there, catching them off guard.
Incidentally, the Suns mascot is a gorilla.
Exactly. Boom, tying it all together.
Ooh.
So,
light years.
You know, the Suns are going to be taking people by surprise. the Nets aren't going to know what hit them because they're showing up looking for basketball players, and the Suns have double-coached teenagers. And Tyson Chandler, you know, the venerable veteran kind of guiding the team and
he's
showing
their George Washington.
Exactly. You know, he's in the boat. They're crossing the Delaware using his little stick legs as oars. So it's great. I mean, you know, come on. How do you not buy stock in the Suns right now? They've got nowhere to go but up. And this week's victory against the Nets is the perfect place to start.
You can get tickets for that game for $6.
You can get players on that team for $6.
Okay. And then finally, their only other opponent this week, the LA Lakers.
The Lakers. What can you say about the Los Angeles Lakers?
This is like a school presentation, like an eighth grade presentation. What can you say about... Or a wedding toast.
Listen, Lonzo Ball has been lights out, like literally playing in the dark. if you take out the game against the Suns, he's shooting like 25% from the field, and he scores about as often as I do. The kid is – he's out there. You've got Kyle Kuzma, who amazing in summer league, and that'll probably translate sometime in the next 5 years. You've got, I don't know, Lou Aldang might be out there still, former Cavalier. Was a pleasure to have around. He hated it about as much as the rest of us do.
That's very true.
I mean, who else is on the Lakers? LeBron James. How could you not like LeBron James?
No, that's next.
Oh, sorry. The date on my computer is a year ahead.
Brandon Ingram?
Brandon Ingram, you know, he...
The next Travis Outlaw.
He's got the half-dread thing going. He's kind of got a 2014-ish Gerald.
I like that he already has the washed... He has the washed NBA player dreads already as a second-year player.
It's over for you.
Yeah. Exactly, dude. He's like the Robert Swift version of Kevin Durant.
Oh my!
Oh my God!
They also employ.
There's no recovering. There's no. More. We're ending it there. That's the mic drop. My God! There's no way we can recover from that. All right, so thank you so much, Mort, for coming on. Once again, I'm Justin with my co-host, Carter Rodriguez. I want to thank all of our listeners. Hope you guys had some fun. We tried to have a decent time, even though the Cavs are struggling. Good times are ahead. Remember, the best way to support the show is to rate, review, and subscribe. Leave a review. It's nice. It helps people find us. And as I said, it's the best way to support the show. So we'll see you again next week. And as always, go Cavs.
Go Shump. Exactly, dude. He's like the Robert Swift version of Kevin Durant.
Oh my.